Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Alex Anifantis. David McBride, the man who leaked classified military documents that revealed allegations Australian soldiers committed war crimes in Afghanistan, has been sentenced to 5 years and 8 months in prison. His non-parole period has been set at 2 years and 3 months, meaning he could only be released in August 2026 if granted parole. Handing down the decision in the ACT Supreme Court on Tuesday, Justice David Mosop said it was unlikely McBride could be rehabilitated because he believed he had done the right thing. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says the decision was controversial.
The first Australian to go to jail over alleged war crimes in Afghanistan is the whistleblower who brought the allegations of war crimes to the media's and to the public's attention. I can say with great confidence that the vast majority of people who have been following the David McBride issue will be deeply disappointed today.
McBride pleaded guilty to stealing classified material and leaking it to journalists. High-risk domestic violence offenders in New South Wales are said to either be refused bail or subject to electronic monitoring in proposal to increase protection of women and children. The reforms are set to be passed by the State Parliament this week and aim to target the most serious offenders facing a maximum penalty of 14 years or more in jail. Executive Director to the Justice Reform Initiative, Dr. Mindy Sotiri, says that even though legal changes are needed, they must be based on evidence.
There is an absolute crisis when it comes to violence against women, and we absolutely need to hold perpetrators of that violence to account. What the Justice Reform Initiative is saying is that we need to be very thoughtful about overusing incarceration when we know that prison does not work to address the social drivers of violence against women or, in fact, most crime.
A pro-Palestinian encampment at Victoria's Deakin University has been ordered to disband immediately due to unacceptable behaviour. Associate Vice Chancellor Kerry Parker ordered the removal of the camp after the students closed Morgan Walk, creating an impediment to the normal use and operation of the campus. Ms. Parker also emphasised that the decision does not mean a curtailment of students' ability to hold protests, political speeches and debates on campus. But she said that the right to freedom of expression does not extend to the establishment of unauthorised encampments that pose health and safety risks and restrict access to the campus. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says there will be a tax cut for all Australians in the upcoming federal budget, among other cost of living relief measures. Dr. Chalmers says the government's forecasted second $9.3 billion surplus, which is the first back-to-back surplus in almost two decades, is a result of responsible economic management. Dr. Chalmers said the biggest driver of the second surplus was a strong labour market as opposed to purely increased commodity prices. He said tax cuts are not the only measure of relief for Australians and that there will be additional support for those on the lowest incomes, but failed to specify how those measures would look.
We found a more effective way to help people who are doing it tough. The LMITO was legislated to end by my predecessor and it ran out on the schedule that he determined in his last budget. We have found more effective ways to give a tax cut to every taxpayer, an average tax cut of $36 a week, in addition to other cost of living help in this budget, which will help people make ends meet.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton says a Labor budget is the worst possible outcome for Australians. Speaking to the Liberal Party Room, Mr. Dutton said a Labor budget means the government is going to tax and spend at the detriment of Australians.
And when Labor taxes and spends, it means you've got less money in your own pocket, and it means when you go to Coles or Woolies, when you go to fill up your car, when you pay your insurance bill and every other bill in your budget, it means you're just going to pay more and more and more under Anthony Albanese. And Australians can't afford what's going to be in this budget for them.
He pledged that his party will work hard to offer policies that repair the economy after 3 years under the Albanese government. That was SBS News in Easy English. I am Alex Anifantis.